Off the ball, GAA.
Like on paper, you're looking at the UL team, and geez, it's like an inter-county setup, and you know the caliber of player they have is unbelievable. Like,
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look back at yesterday's FA Cup action, including wins for Arsenal, Leeds and Fulham. Celtic score an injury time winner to keep their title charge on track. And Keith Andrews is hoping his Brentford side don't suffer a shock exit in the FA Cup tonight at the hands of giant killers Macclesfield. But first, Arsenal produced a dominant first half display to book their place in the fifth round of the FA Cup. Mikel Arteta gave the likes of Christian Norgard and Eberechi Eze a start in their 4-0 win at home to League One Wigan, who had Glenn Whelan in charge as interim boss. Arteta says Norgard was brilliant and he was also impressed by Eze.
Well, he had some incredible actions today. I think he created two magnificent assists and he was really trying to affect the game going forward, taking shots, taking risks, which is what where we want from him.
Today, Wigan have confirmed the appointment of Gary Caldwell as their manager for a second time. The 43-year-old leaves Exeter, returning to the League One side, who he won the FA Cup with in 2013 as a player. Wigan are currently in the relegation zone in League One. Leeds boss Daniel Farke is excited to be in this evening's fifth round draw after they got past Birmingham on penalties. Leeds won 4-2 in the shootout. It finished 1-1 after extra time at St Andrews. Farke would love to go even further.
Little cup runs, always excitement, especially for our supporters and also for the players. And everyone knows, okay, I have to stay on it. I have to stay focused. I'm very much needed. And for that, for the whole group, it's beneficial. And then, of course, for the club, FA Cup is always a chance with the biggest history in the whole Europe.
Fulham boss Marco Silva says he was right to make sweeping changes to his side for their fourth round win over Stoke. Fulham came from behind to beat the Championship side 2-1 after making 10 changes to their starting 11. Silva says those that came into the side showed their quality once again.
Showed again how serious you are when you approach these type of games, and the players, they show that. Even with 10 changes in the 11, for us doesn't matter. We know that many of that players, they are more, to don't say all of them, they are more than capable to start any Premier League game.
Elsewhere in the FA Cup yesterday, Wolves beat Grimsby 1-0 at Blundell Park, thanks to a goal from Santiago Bueno. And Sunderland also had a 1-0 win away to Oxford. Habib Diarra scored a first-half penalty. Brentford boss Keith Andrews says he'll treat tonight's trip to Macclesfield no different to a Premier League game. The National League North side caused a massive shock in the third round when they beat holders Crystal Palace. Andrews is out to make sure there's no repeat of that.
This cup in particular is prestigious, and we want to try and go as far as we can. We'll give it the utmost respect, and Macclesfield the utmost respect, like we do every other team. The preparation for Macclesfield will be no different than the preparation was for Arsenal.
Speaking of Keith Andrews, on Friday's Off the Ball, comedian and actor Richard Cooper joined Owen Sheehan in studio ahead of his upcoming tour, and he spoke about the time he did his Keith Andrews impression to Keith live in our Off the Ball studio.
Talk to us about football then. Actually, before we go there, we need to remind ourselves of the man of the hour when you were in studio with him a number of years ago. This was when Keith Andrews was one of our own voices here on Off the Ball, and he happened to be in the same day as Richard Cooper.
I think he's doing really well, you know. I think he's put himself about a bit on the panel. But, you know, he's not willing to necessarily commit to RTE. You know, he's got TV3, he's got RTE, he's got Sky. But I think he's doing a fantastic job. He's infiltrating himself in a fantastic way, his infancy, and I think he's just fantastic at making up the words. And, you know, obviously, having said that, the infancy and the general masticate as a collective is doing superbly well.
He is doing superbly well in that dugout as well now, Richard.
He is. He's got a bit cooler, I've noticed, after the games, you know, in the press conferences. He's slowed down a bit more confident. I was asked about Thomas Frank getting sacked, and he's a very good friend of mine. And I'm not making up words anymore because I don't need to, because I'm the king of Brentford. He's doing. I'm actually delighted.
So
I'll say. He's such a breath of fresh air, I think, as well, isn't he?
Ah, absolutely.
That interview is available to listen back for free in your OTB Daily podcast feed.
this week on Richie McCormack's Sliding Doors. How a Danish wonder kid nearly ended up at Liverpool. And how the team of the 80s could have won even more. Michael Ledger's proposed move to Merseyside could have altered the European football landscape. Why did the deal ultimately collapse? Find out on this week's Sliding Doors. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast to not miss an episode. Coming to you for free each and every Monday.
Only 3 points now cover the top three in the Scottish Premiership after Rangers beat leaders Hearts 4-2, while defending champion Celtic kept the pressure on after coming from 2-0 down to win 3-2 away to Kilmarnock. Julian Araujo scored an injury time winner for Celtic. Manager Martin O'Neill says his third place side are fighting for the title.
You feel with this group of players that they're never really out of it. But, to fight back in the manner in which we did, to get all 3 points and in the manner in which we did very, very late on, very pleasing. Who knows at the end of it all? I don't know. There's a long way to go yet.
It was the third time in just over a week that the champion scored late on to win a game. O'Neill says his group keep fighting until the very end.
And that's the lovely thing about them. They've got this spirit and determination imbued in them. So it's well done there.
Rangers boss Danny Rowe says the title race is coming to the boil after their 4-2 win over leaders Hearts. Rangers are now just 2 points off the top.
I saw what it means to have a sold-out stadium, to win a big game here at home. This title race will be until the end, as others. We have three teams. Everyone do his best, and we are in the middle of this race, and it's fantastic.
However, Hearts boss Derek McInnes says losing at Ibrox isn't the end of their title hopes. He says there's no need to panic.
I've told the lads not to be too down. We should be disappointed, the fact that we're so disappointed coming to Ibrox. But we fought hard, we worked hard, and we put a lot into the game. But we still feel there's 11 games to go. We've got some good fixtures coming up, and it's important we just dust ourselves down and get ready for them.
Owen Elding scored his first goal for his new club Hibs since leaving Sligo Rovers last month. The 19-year-old scored in their 2-0 win over St Mirren over the weekend. And on Football Saturday, John Duggan was joined by Johnny Ward, Owen Doyle and David Connolly. And Doyle, who made the same move that Elding has just done, is excited about how far the teenager can go.
Owen Elding, when did he sign? A couple of weeks ago, signed for Hibernian, has gotten a great goal for Hibernian today. Definitely a player, I think, Doyler, that's...
1-0 up against St Mirren.
Yeah, young strikers in Ireland, it's not a vintage league at the moment for strikers, I think it's fair to say. Owen Elding, we certainly have hopes for him.
No, definitely. Well, he's gone over there, and I made the exact same move as him. Slow got the Hibs, and I seen straight away the difference in physicality. He is miles ahead of what I was at that age.
What age were you when you went?
I was 23, but he's physically miles ahead of what I was back then. And he's only young, he's 19, 20, I think. And I just know, I have a great, great feeling that he's going to go on and have a really, really successful career over there.
I love as well that he and Dara Patton came through Sligo Rovers. Mm. It's basically under 13. And the two of them, and Dara Patton was brilliant last week for Sligo Rovers. Yeah. All he wants to do in his life is play for Sligo Rovers. And then you've Owen Elding, whose dad played for Sligo Rovers, has done so well and now is at Hibs.
Yeah, I think he's a great chance. Really, really, really do. He's got the athleticism. He's got the tight control. He's a great finisher. Really, really good chance. I think we're still trying to get him to declare for us. I think that's ongoing. I think Jim Crawford is keen to get him into the under-21 side, so... Hopefully he's a good Irish future ahead of him.
That conversation is available in your OTB Football podcast feed now. On Sunday's Football Hour, Keith Tracy and David Snay joined John in studio to review the week that has been in Irish football. And after Manchester United's owner Jim Ratcliffe's comments last week on the so-called colonisation of Britain, Snay says he struggles to find anything positive Ratcliffe has brought to the club.
The Glazers have never been popular at Old Trafford. Surely Jim Ratcliffe's not popular with the fans, and do they really want Jim Ratcliffe as the public face of their club after his comments for the week? I know he made an apology, but
you mentioned the Glazers.
I suppose what has Jim Ratcliffe brought in a positive manner to Manchester United as a shareholder?
I'm struggling to think of anything positive, even from his perspective. I wonder if he actually forgot who he was. This sounds mad saying this, who he was when he was actually talking, because the interview he gave with Sky News was obviously a business interview where he was talking about, wasn't he, on the basis of INEOS and the petrochemical industry, where he's in and stuff. And then obviously veers into talking about those comments about like Britain being colonised by immigrants. And obviously, if anyone's watched the clip, you probably would even hear the reporter wanting to almost give him an out almost by saying colonised. And he doubles down. And then the interviewer, obviously, because Jim Ratcliffe is willing to go and discuss something like that and mention that flag straight away, well, you've obviously just been in, had meetings with Nigel Farage, you know, obviously leader of the Reform Party in UK, and you're thinking, okay, this is taking a different turn. You're like, this is actually the fella who is now pretty much effectively, from a business point of view, the public face of Manchester United, which are the biggest club in England in terms of all the metrics or whatever. And the fact that Man United themselves came out with a statement that, even though it didn't name Jim Ratcliffe or reference any of the comments that were made talking about the diversity,
but they wouldn't have made
of,
the statement of the comments
exactly
made, so.
Exactly. And like, obviously you see other supporters and fan groups and who are involved, and just the level of just outrage at them, because obviously, like, the city that, like, well, first of all, just from a human perspective of what he's saying, some of the facts that he's basically getting wrong. And again, this is going into, if we're gonna just stick to football wise, well, why does this matter football wise? Well, you've got a fella coming out and just getting basic facts wrong.
Coventry boss Frank Lampard has paid tribute to Championship leaders Middlesbrough ahead of tonight's top of the table clash. Lampard's side have slipped off the summit after 4 months at the top, taking just 1 point from their last 9. It's a sharp contrast to Borough, who are now 2 points clear at the top.
You have to just sometimes applaud 6 wins on the bounce, and even before that they had 4 wins and the manager came in. So it's an incredible run of form, and that's what changes the face of it slightly. We've had our run, and we had a run last season of similar veins, and sometimes you say well done and understand that they can be a difficult opponent.
Borough are going for 7 league wins in a row for the first time in almost 40 years. Their manager Kim Hellberg says he isn't focused on records or the league table at this stage.
I'm just trying to improve, and tomorrow we'll do everything to make Middlesbrough a better team than we were today.
That game tonight kicks off at 8 o'clock. And former West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says Tottenham's new interim head coach Igor Tudor will bring attractive football to North London. The former Juventus boss has signed the deal at Spurs until the end of the season. And his Croatian compatriot Bilic says Tudor is a fixer.
He doesn't mind coming in this stage of a season. His last couple of jobs were in massive clubs around this time of the season. Like 2 years ago, he went to Lazio and he fixed it. And then last season, he went to Juventus and he brought them back to the Champions League.
That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.